ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर नंबर 13 एंटाइटल्ड ब्रह्मा स्टीलिंग द बॉयज एंड काव्स टेक्स्ट नंबर 44।
एवं सम्मोहयन् विष्णुं विमोहं विश्वमोहनं स्वयैव मायया जोपी स्वयमेव विमोहितः। एवं इन दिस वे सम्मोहयन् वांटिंग टू मिस्टिफाई विष्णुं ऑल पर्वेडिंग लॉर्ड कृष्णा विमोहम हू कैन नेवर बी मिस्टिफाइड विश्वमोहनम बट हू मिस्टिफाइज द एंटायर यूनिवर्स स्वया बाय हिज ओन एवा इंडीड मायया बाय मिस्टिक पावर अजह लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा अपि इवन स्वयं himself eva certainly vimohitah was put into bewilderment became mystified translation and purport by his divine grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada translation thus because lord brahma wanted to mystify the all pervading lord krishna who can never be mystified but who on the contrary mystifies the entire universe he himself was put into bewilderment by his own mystic power purport brahma wanted to bewilder krishna who bewilders the entire universe the whole universe is under krishna's mystic power mama maya duratyaya but brahma wanted to mystify him the result was that brahma himself was mystified just as one who wants to kill another may himself be killed in other words brahma was defeated by his own attempt in a similar position are the scientists and philosophers who want to overcome the mystic power of krishna they challenge krishna saying what is god we can do this and we can do that but the more they challenge krishna in this way the more they are implicated in suffering The lesson here is that we should not try to overcome Krishna. Rather, indeed, instead of endeavoring to surpass him, we should surrender to him. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam vraja. Instead of defeating Krishna, Brahma himself was defeated, for he could not understand what Krishna was doing. Since Brahma, the chief person within this universe, was so bewildered, what is to be said of so called scientists and philosophers sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja we should give up all our tiny efforts to defy the arrangement of krishna instead whatever arrangements he proposes we should accept this is always better for this will make us happy the more we try to defeat the arrangement of krishna the more we become implicated in krishna's maya daivi hiyesha gunamayi mama maya duratyaya but one who has reached the point of surrendering to the instructions of krishna mamevaye prapadyante is liberated free from krishna maya mayam etam tarantite the power of krishna is just like a government that cannot be overcome first of all there are laws and then there is police power, and beyond that is military power. Therefore, what is the use of trying to overcome the power of the government? Similarly, what is the use of trying to challenge Krishna? From the next verse, it is very clear that Krishna cannot be defeated by any kind of mystic power. If one gets even a little power of scientific knowledge, one tries to defy God. But actually, no one is able to bewilder Krishna. When Brahma, the chief person within the universe, tried to bewilder Krishna, he himself was bewildered and astonished. This is the position of the conditioned soul. Brahma wanted to mystify Krishna, but he himself was mystified. The word Vishnum is significant in this verse. Vishnu pervades the entire material world, whereas Brahma merely occupies one subordinate post. Brahma Samhita. The word Natha, which refers to Lord Brahma, is plural. Because there are innumerable universes and innumerable Brahmas. Brahma is but a tiny force. This was exhibited in Dwaraka when Krishna called for Brahma. One day when Brahma came to see Krishna at Dwaraka, the doorman at Lord Krishna's request asked, "Which Brahma are you?" Later when Brahma inquired from Krishna whether this meant that there was more than one Brahma, Krishna smiled and at once called for many Brahmas from many universes. The four-headed Brahma of this universe then saw innumerable other Brahmas coming to see Krishna and offer their respects. Some of them had 10 heads, some had 20, some had 100, and some had 1,000,000 heads. Upon seeing this wonderful exhibition, the four-headed Brahma became nervous and began to think of himself as no more than a mosquito in the midst of many elephants. Therefore, what can Brahma do to bewilder Krishna? Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guroh Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunadhanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsya He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpati Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripasindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarini Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. I seek blessings from all the assembled Vaishnavas, and several senior Vaishnavas are here. I seek blessings from all of you so that I will be able to speak something in glorification of Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes as described in this beautiful chapter of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And it's a very happy moment that we are getting to glorify Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan Dham. So we came for a very brief visit here. So last couple of years we did not come out of GEV. So just a few of us came for a short yatra. So very happy to see Vrindavan Dham and Krishna Balram and Radha Shyam Sundar and Gaur Nithai after a long time. So today I have been requested by the devotees to speak on the 44th shloka of the 13th chapter of 10th canto. The shloka says, Evam sammohayan Vishnum vimoham vishvamohanam. Vimoham vishvamohanam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna can mystify the entire universe. Vishvamohanam. So he can mystify the entire universe and he can attract the entire universe also. There is a beautiful shloka in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited Vrindavan, there he just enters Vrindavan and on the branch of a tree he sees two parrots, Shuka and Sarika. They were glorifying the qualities of Radha and Krishna so nicely. The male parrot glorifies Krishna and the female parrot glorifies Radha. So the male parrot says, Saundaryam lalanali dhairya dalanam leela ramastambhini viryam kandukitatri varyam abalat pare parardham gunah shilam sarvajananu ranjanamaho yasyayam asmat prabhar vishvam vishvajanina kirti ravatat krishno jagan mohana. So when I read this shloka, I remember that shloka. So that shloka describes six characteristics of Krishna's character, Krishna's personality. Saundaryam lalanali dhairya dalanam. Saundarya, Krishna's beauty is so great that Krishna's beauty subdues the patience of all the gopis of Vrindavan. Saundaryam lalanali dhairya dalanam. Second point. Leela ramastambhini. The leelas or the pastimes of Krishna can astonish even Rama, goddess of fortune. Saundaryam lalanali dhairya dalanam leela ramastambhini. Third, viryam kandukitadri varyam amalat. So the viryam, the great physical strength of Krishna can make the king of all mountains, Govardhan, as good as a ball that a small child can lift. A small child can lift a ball to play. So like that, the Supreme Lord Krishna has lifted Govardhan mountain and held it on his little finger of his left hand so effortlessly for 7 days and 7 nights. So that's Krishna's strength. Viryam kandukitadri varyam amalat pare parardham gunah. The gunas, the qualities of Krishna have no limit. They are unlimited qualities. Shilam sarvajananu ranjanamaho yasyayam asmat prabhur. Shilam, the character of Krishna is so brilliant and it is so pure that it can attract everybody, right? So everybody in the entire universe could get attracted to Krishna's divine character. Shilam sarvajana anuranjana maho yasyayam asmat prabhur. Our prabhu, our master Krishna is so great like this. Vishvam vishvajanina kirti ravatat. So the kirti, the glories of Krishna can completely captivate, animate, beautify and glorify the entire universe. Right? The real beauty of this entire universe is the glory of Krishna. So Krishna's glories purify the entire universe. Vishvam vishvajanina kirti ravatat krishno jagan mohana. Krishno jagan mohana. Krishna is very attractive to the entire universe. Here, vimoham vishvamohanam. So Krishna is vishvamohanam. So Krishna can never be mystified by anyone and he mystifies the entire universe. So he mystifies the entire universe, he attracts everybody in the entire universe. And Brahma, has been making his attempt to mystify Krishna, to test Krishna. So, as we have discussed in the beginning of the Brahma Vimohana Leela, so Krishna, just after killing Aghasur, he remembered, I have to take lunch. So, Prabhupada writes in the purport that interestingly, when Krishna enters the Vrindavan forest to tend cows along with so many gopa boys and calves, so they are so absorbed in playing. They are completely absorbed in several sports, imitating frogs, imitating parrots and peacocks, dancing like peacocks. And Krishna sometimes dances like a peacock. And he says, see, this peacock doesn't know how to dance. I can dance better than this peacock. they also imitate various birds. So in this way, they were so absorbed in play. So by the arrangement of Krishna's pastime potency, Lila Shakti, some demon would come and interrupt their play. And Krishna would kill the demon. And then they will remember, we have to take lunch. Okay. So they forget their lunch while they are playing. But when a demon comes, that's like an interruption in their games so that they can have a lunch break. So after killing Aghasur, Krishna took lunch break. So he told, see, this Yamuna beach is so sandy. It's very soft. The sand is very soft. And our calves can happily graze here. They can just eat their grasses here. So we will sit here and take our lunch. Then all the gopas felt so happy and they made Krishna sit in the center. And all the other gopas formed several circles, concentric circles with Krishna in the center. So the community or a family that keeps Krishna in the center derives all protection and affection from Krishna. So the gopas never wanted to be the center. The gopas always wanted to keep Krishna as the center of their lives. Even while eating prasad also, they want to keep Krishna in the center. So Krishna is in the center and all the gopas formed several concentric circles. Thousands of them. So, and they opened their lunch bags, packed by their mothers with so much love. And they find one item, it's so tasty and they eat it. And they want Krishna also to eat it. They feed it to Krishna. And Krishna eats. That food offered, tasty item offered by the gopas and lovingly prepared by their mothers. So directly coming from their mouths, he would offer to. The gopas would offer to Krishna and Krishna would eat it. So like that, all the gopas were happily having a picnic and feeding Krishna and being fed by Krishna. Krishna also eats something. Oh, this is so nice. My mother has made. You also taste it. He would just feed them. Okay. So now, interestingly, every single gopa in that big assembly of gopas, whether they are sitting in front of Krishna or on the left side of Krishna or on the right side of Krishna or behind Krishna or 10 circles away from Krishna or 30 circles away from Krishna, every single gopa is having the experience of seeing Krishna face to face and eating the food fed by Krishna and feeding Krishna directly. Everybody had that experience. So Krishna definitely manifests his inconceivable potencies in creating this universe, maintaining this universe, destroying the universe, establishing dharma and annihilating miscreants. Krishna definitely manifests great mystic potency, inconceivable potency. But the topmost manifestation of Krishna's inconceivable potency is seen in his reciprocation with his devotees, love, especially Vrajavasis. So here, to reciprocate with the love and affection of each and every gopa, Krishna is giving them an experience of seeing him face to face. So now when I'm facing this direction, I cannot see people behind me face to face. But Krishna is sitting in the middle of these concentric circles facing one direction. But whichever direction the gopa may be sitting, every gopa is getting the same experience of seeing Krishna face to face. And this happened in Govardhan Leela also. That beautiful painting is there. Krishna is lifting Govardhan and all the Vrajavasis are surrounding him.
So now Govardhan expanded himself to accommodate all the Vrajavasis under him. So all the Vrajavasis are under Govardhan and Krishna is the middle. And whether these Vrajavasis, including Gopas, Gopis, peacocks, cows, monkeys, old people, children, whoever it may be. So whether they are in front of Krishna or behind Krishna or far away from Krishna, every single Vrajavasi is getting the experience of seeing Krishna face to face. Okay. That is the inconceivable potency of Krishna. That's the inconceivable display of Krishna's love and affection for his devotees. So, we see that at the end of the day, Krishna would call out the name of one cow. Every single cow hears her own name and responds to the call of Krishna and runs back to Krishna, so that it's a time for us to go back to the village. So this is how Krishna manifests his inconceivable potency. As Krishna is so lovingly reciprocating with all the gopas while sitting on the bank of Yamuna eating their lunch, Brahma comes there. Because after Krishna killed Aghasur, all the devatas were celebrating. They were glorifying Krishna. And the praises done by all the devatas went to Brahma Loka, and Lord Brahma became little astonished. Oh, one little cowhead boy in Vrindavan is being glorified like this. Let's go and check out how powerful he is. It was Brahma who has requested the Lord to descend on this planet to relieve the burden of Mother Earth. But within 7 years, from earthly calculation, Brahma has forgotten that. Brahma was bewildered. So he came to test Krishna. He requested Krishna to descend on this planet. Now, when Krishna is just hardly, not seven, around 6 years old. So when Krishna, when Krishna descended on this planet, so Brahma wanted to test Krishna. So he came down and he saw what's happening between Krishna and all the gopas. He was completely bewildered. So Maya is so powerful. Okay, of course, in Brahma's case, it's not the external Maya that's acting. It's internal energy. But Maya is so powerful that even exalted devotees also could get bewildered in their understanding of Krishna sometimes. So that's not a license for us to minimize the position of Brahma or offend Brahma or criticize Brahma. But we need to take a lesson. If Brahma could be bewildered in his attempts to understand Krishna, what are we? So that's what Prabhupada says. So Brahma wanted to test Krishna. So all these gopas are happily taking their food, and Brahma came and he had stolen the calves. And they were eating prasad, even eating food. The gopas suddenly realized that their calves were missing, and they became anxious. And they said, "Oh, our calves are missing. They were just eating grass here only, but we can't see them. Where have they gone? Are they allured by grasses and then went deep into the forest?" So they became anxious. And Krishna said, "My dear friends, please don't interrupt your lunch. Please continue to enjoy your lunch. I will go and search for the calves." Okay. So one who has completely surrendered himself, oneself to Krishna, receives all protection from Krishna. Krishna owns the anxieties of his devotees. So Krishna says that, "I will search for the calves. You don't interrupt your lunch." Okay. Ayogakshemam vahamyaham. Ananyas chintayanto mam yogakshemam vahamyaham. Ananyas chintayanto mam yejanaha paryupasate tesham nitya abhiyuktanam yogakshemam vahamyaham. So one who always thinks of Krishna, one who is completely Krishna conscious, receives all protection from Krishna. And Krishna preserves what they have and supplies what they lack. And yogakshemam vahamyaham, yogakshema also has a deeper meaning. So yoga is our attempt to connect with Krishna. And kshema is Krishna's reciprocation with our attempt. So Krishna not only protects us when we are in some difficulty, Krishna also protects our inspiration to perform bhakti yoga. Yoga kshemam vahamyaham, right? Kshema, and he reciprocates with us.
So anyways, so all the gopas are the best examples of those who have completely taken shelter of Krishna, those who are completely Krishna conscious. So Krishna says, you don't worry, you don't take anxiety, I take your anxiety. So I will go and search for the cars. By the time Krishna has not yet finished his lunch, the curd rice was still in his hands only. So he was holding that curd rice and he got up and he went to search for the cars. So meanwhile, Krishna, to bewilder Brahma even more, he was very innocently searching for the calves, calling out the names of the calves, where are you, where are you? He was just going little away from the gopas, and meanwhile Brahma came and stole the gopas also. Okay, so then Krishna could not find the calves anywhere. He came on the bank of Yamuna, he did not find his friends also, right? So Krishna is continuing to act like an innocent child who would become anxious when his friends are not seen. He was playing with the friends, he was eating with the friends, and suddenly friends disappeared. He was anxiously searching everywhere, very innocently. Seeing that, Brahma was even more bewildered. To bewilder Brahma, Krishna knows, internally Krishna knows that Brahma has stolen, but he was searching like an innocent child. So another perspective is that Krishna doesn't compromise on his innocence of childhood in Vrindavan. And all the pastimes are so wonderfully orchestrated by Krishna's Leela Shakti or Yoga Maya that Krishna doesn't have to compromise on his innocence, compromise on his childhood mood, childhood spirit. When Mother Yashoda left Krishna after feeding him some milk, just to save that milk that is overflowing in the kitchen, Krishna cried. Krishna was shedding tears. Krishna was lamenting. Krishna became angry. They were real. They were not acting. So a person's integrity has to be tested by what one does when no one was around. So Krishna was crying. He was shedding tears when no one was watching him. Right? So acharyas say that they are real tears. They look like false tears, that real tears. Because Krishna was so absorbed in the mood of a child of Yashoda Mata. He kept aside his godhood. I am not God here. I am son of Mother Yashoda. Okay. Because Mother Yashoda was so absorbed in her mood as mother of Krishna, Krishna became so absorbed in his mood as child of Mother Yashoda. So because Mother Yashoda identified Krishna as her son and not as God, Krishna also identified himself as son of Mother Yashoda and not as God. Okay. So when Krishna kicked this cart, Shakatasura, in Shakatasura episode, Krishna was a 3-month-old baby, and as it is natural for small babies to cry when they just get up from their sleep, and they want mother's attention immediately, they want mother's milk. So Krishna started crying. And as it is natural for infant babies to throw their hands and legs into the air when they cry, Krishna, with the gesture of a kick, threw his legs into the air. And that tender, newly grown mango leaf like soft lotus foot of Krishna touched the hand cart, and the cart got overturned and Shakatasura died. So Shakatasura's death was a byproduct. It was a byproduct of Krishna's attempt to call for Mother Yashoda. He was absorbed in his own mood. He was absorbed in his own mood as an infant baby of Mother Yashoda. Like this, several other pastimes, right? So Krishna doesn't compromise on his mood. If he compromises on his mood, if he identifies himself as God, as the creator, controller, master, proprietor, enjoyer of this entire universe, he cannot relish the sweetness of the moods of Vrajavasis in different rasas. So because they don't see him as God, he doesn't identify himself as God. So Vrajavasis don't know that Krishna is God in one sense. Vrajavasis don't know that Krishna is God, but they love God more than anyone else could ever love God. Okay, Vrajavasis have that much love for Krishna, and Krishna, in reciprocation with the love of Vrajavasis, he keeps his godhood aside in one sense. And of course, he is God. He retains all his powers. We are singing every day. We have been singing in Kartik month, Namami Ishwaram Sachidananda Rupam. So although Krishna is playing the part of an ordinary human child in this earthly planet, being chased and punished and chastised and scolded by Mother Yashoda, still Krishna is Ishvara. Namami Ishwaram, he is Ishvara. Don't underestimate him. He is Ishvara. Now coming back to Brahma Vimohana Leela, so Krishna is just innocently searching for all the calves bewildering Brahma even more. Okay. Now in this context we need to understand, how could Brahma steal? Prabhupada explains in one of these purports, how could Brahma steal Krishna's associates, the calves and the gopas? He could not steal. Prabhupada gives the example of Ravana. Ravana could not steal the original Sita Devi. Ravana stole Maya Sita. So similarly, Brahma could not steal the original gopas and calves. Brahma only stole some illusory calves and the gopas created by Krishna's illusory potency. Because Krishna is Vimohanam, Vishwamohanam. As today's shloka says, Vimoham, evam sammohayin Vishnum, Vimoham, Vishwamohanam. So no one can mystify Krishna, but Krishna can mystify everybody. So, Brahma has only stolen some illusory calves and gopas. And where are the original calves and gopas? Krishna's real friends and associates. They were hidden in a different style by Krishna. They went into unmanifest state. There are actually three sets of gopas and calves. First set is the original gopas and calves that Krishna has hidden. And the illusory gopas and calves that were stolen by Brahma. And he was thinking that he was hiding them. And third set is Krishna's own expansions. Okay. So then Brahma thought, okay, fine, let me hide all these gopas and calves, let me go somewhere else. So then meanwhile Krishna understood, my devotee, my dear devotee Brahma has become bewildered. He wanted to test me. Okay, he wants to test me. I need to teach him a lesson. I have to remind him that I am his master and he is my servant. But before that, I have another important responsibility. Before treating Brahma, I need to address the current situation where all the mothers of Vrindavan and all the cows of Vrindavan would be anxiously waiting for all these boys and calves. I need to attend to them now. So Krishna expanded himself into all the gopas and calves, unlimited, hundreds of them. And Krishna exactly imitated their mannerisms, their bodily shapes and sizes and bodily complexions and even their clothes, even their sticks, even their lunch bags and their overall demeanors. He completely imitated them, right? So Krishna then, along with his own expansions, he entered the village. And all the gopis of Vrindavan came out to receive their sons. Okay, so they were so happy. They felt today is very special because Krishna has come in the form of their sons. It's not their sons who came, Krishna came in the form of their sons. So in the natural, original, constitutional position of every living being, in one's original pure state of Krishna consciousness, every single living being loves Krishna more than anyone else or anything else. And Vrajavasis are the original prototypes of such pure Krishna consciousness. They love Krishna more than their own sons, their own husbands, their own selves. Okay. So Krishna, all the Vrajavasis love Krishna more than anyone else. The love that these mothers of Vrindavan felt, the loves that these cows of Vrindavan felt for their own children has increased unlimitedly because it was Krishna who came in the form of their children. Right? So during this 1 year, so Brahma, for Brahma it's a moment only, but on the earthly planet is 1 year. So during this 1 year, when where Krishna is playing the roles of all these gopas and calves, the love that is experienced by all the mothers of Vrindavan, Vatsalya devotees of Vrindavan, has increased unlimitedly. It's already unlimited, it has increased even more. So there is a background to this. All the motherly gopis of Vrindavan, they used to spend more time in Nanda Bhavan more than their own houses when Krishna was a small child. During Krishna's Balya Leela, the childhood pastimes of Krishna are Angana Darshaniya. They are more accessible and relishable to the Vatsalya gopis of Vrindavan. So these gopis were so appreciative of Mother Yashoda's position. Mother Yashoda is so fortunate that she gets to bathe Krishna, dress Krishna, decorate Krishna, feed Krishna, make Krishna sleep, and do all kinds of services that a mother does to her child, her son. So she is so fortunate. So if only we also get that opportunity, we will also be fortunate. All the gopis were thinking like that. So Krishna noted that desire. Whenever a devotee has a sincere spiritual desire, Krishna notes that down, and sooner or later, if not now, maybe at least in the next lifetime, Krishna would fulfill the desire. So all these gopis of Vrindavan, motherly gopis of Vrindavan, were not envious of Mother Yashoda. They were appreciative of Mother Yashoda. So when a devotee envies another devotee for his or her good fortune, Krishna doesn't like it. But if a devotee appreciates the good fortune of another devotee in getting a privileged opportunity to render some special service to Krishna, then Krishna would bestow a similar opportunity upon this devotee also, sooner or later. All the mothers, motherly gopis of Vrindavan got the opportunity to serve Krishna as mothers during this 1 year time. So Krishna fulfilled the desires of all these mothers. So 1 year passed. To cut the long story short, 1 year passed, and just 5-6 days before, 4-5 days before 1 year was about to complete, Balaramji noticed that these boys and these calves are not the original boys and calves. They look like Krishna's expansions. Balaramji could understand. By Krishna's illusory potency, special power, even Balaramji also happened to think that they are all gopas and calves only for this one full year. Right? So he could only recognize that they are Krishna's expansions only 4-5 days before the 1 year got completed. Right? So he particularly saw that incident where all the elderly gopas and all the cows, they came towards the calves and younger gopas, and they started embracing them near Govardhan, embracing them and bathing them with their tears and licking their bodies and feeding them milk, etc. So seeing that, Balaramji understood they must be Krishna's expansions. These people are exhibiting love towards their children as much as they love you. So they must be your expansions. In your presence, they are showering so much of love and affection on their children. How is it possible? They must be you. Not thee. So Balaramji could understand that. Then Krishna told, my dear brother, 1 year back this has happened. Our dear devotee Brahma has become bewildered. Vimoham Vishwamohanam. So now 1 year got completed and Brahma came. So here is the main crux of what we are supposed to discuss in today's shloka. So Brahma came and he saw all the gopas and the calves are with Krishna. Brahma was completely surprised. He was thinking, I have stolen them, but why are they here? So he was completely bewildered. And Brahma became very nervous. Then Krishna manifested his unlimited opulence. As Brahma was watching, all the gopas and calves manifested as four-handed Vishnu murtis, Vishnu forms. So Brahma saw this, and all these Vishnu murtis are being worshipped by several personified vibhutis, personified opulences. So seeing this magnificent display of Krishna's grandeur and majesty, Brahma was completely bewildered. So Vrindavan is a place of innocence, simplicity, not grandeur and majesty. But Krishna manifested his grandeur and majesty and Vishnumurti forms and vibhutis in front of Brahma because he was bewildered by seeing the simplicity and innocence of Vrindavan. So Vrindavan is a place where innocence and simplicity and simple love is manifested. Even if Krishna manifests his opulence and godhood and superhuman powers in front of all the Vrajavasis, Vrajavasis never believe that Krishna is God. So once Krishna swallowed forest fire and all the little gopas thought that, oh, Krishna swallowed forest fire, he must be a great demigod. And if he's a demigod, we are also demigods. And they started jumping up and down. Right? So even if they notice Krishna's godhood, they can't accept Krishna as God. Okay? You are Krishna. That's why we love you. So whether you are God or not, it doesn't matter to us. So that is Vrindavan's mood. So, Traiyachopanishadbhischa, Sankhya Yoga ischa Sattvataihi, Upagiyamana Mahatmyam, Harimsa Manyatatmajam, Traiyacha Upanishadbhischa. In all the three, in all the Vedas and different Upanishads and scriptures that glorify Sankhya Yoga, Krishna's glories are described. And that Krishna is considered by Mother Yashoda as her own son. Okay, Harimsa Amanyata Atmajam. So Mother Yashoda is completely absorbed in her mood as mother of Krishna and identifying Krishna as the son of herself. Right. So that's, and all the gopas are also absorbed in this mood as friends of Krishna. Now Brahma was bewildered seeing this unique display of love and affection. Okay, where God is considered as a friend of all by all these simple villagers. Okay. So Brahma is bewildered. Now Krishna manifested his opulence. Oh, you don't consider me as an ordinary child, seeing my simple naughty activities as a little boy in Vrindavan. So see my magnificent display. So he manifested unlimited Vishnu forms, and all these Vishnus merged back into their origin, that is Krishna. So Krishna manifested these Vishnus and Krishna withdrew this display of Vishnus, showing that Krishna is the source of all Vishnus. Right? So it was Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna manifested this thousand-handed form, that is universal form, Vishwarupa. So Krishna manifested this great form and Arjuna got bewildered. My God, I can't see this form. please withdraw this display. Aneka bahudara vaktara netram pashyami tvam sarvato nantarupam nantam namadhyam napunastavadim pashyami Vishveshwara Vishwarupa. I cannot see this big form which has thousands of eyes, thousands of arms, thousands of heads, thousands of bellies, and whether it is 2D or 3D, 4D, I can't understand. Everywhere I see these heads only. Everywhere I see these legs are spread everywhere, all pervading form. He is unable to see, he is unable to notice where is east, where is west, where is top, where is bottom. No, everywhere the universal form is spread. Then he said, please withdraw this form, show your normal form, Shantarupa. And that Krishna withdrew the thousand-handed form and manifested a four-handed form. From Vishwarupa, he manifested Vishnu Rupa. And he withdrew that Vishnu Rupa and manifested Krishna Rupa. Revealing that Krishna is the source of Vishnu Rupa and Vishwarupa. So here, Krishna in Vrindavan, he withdrew all these Vishnumurti forms and he became, and he manifested himself as a small child. So that shows that the Supreme Absolute Truth manifests his original form as a cowherd boy in Vrindavan. Okay? Cowherd boy in Vrindavan is the original form of the Absolute Truth. As Brahma acknowledges in his prayers, the very first prayer that Brahma offers is Naumidyate Brahmapushe Taditambaraya Gunjavatam Saparipichala Sanmukhaya Vanyasraje Kavalavetra Vishana Venu Lakshmashriye Mrutupade Pashupanga Jaya Naomi Idyate Abravapushe Taditambaraya. Oh Supreme Lord Krishna, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Brahma is offering his first prayer. Idyate, you are most worshipable. Brahma is looking so grand
with his four heads and a huge body, effulgent body. Krishna's little child, six-year-old child, okay, small child with curd rice in his hand, okay. So now midyate, you are worshipable master, you are not a small child. Abhravapushe, your body has the complexion of cloud. Abhravapushe tadit ambaraya, your ambara, your cloth is like lightning yellow. Tadit ambaraya gunjavatamsa, you are wearing gunjamala. Paripichalasan mukhaya, your face is resplendent with the peacock feather, shining peacock feather. Paripichalasan mukhaya vanyasraje, you are wearing vanyasraja, a garland made of forest flowers. Narasimhadev wears antarsraja, garland of intestines. But Krishna, the source of Narasimhadev, wears vanyasraja, that is a garland of forest flowers. Vanyasraje kavala vetra, kavala, little curd rice in your hand. Vetra, a small stick. Krishna was not holding some big weapons like Kaumodaki, Gada, Sangha, Dhanva or Sudarshana Chakra in Vrindavan. Krishna did not use any weapons in Vrindavan. He killed all the demons as a childhood play. He wanted Kapitta fruits. Vatsasura came there. Krishna twirled him around and threw him on the Kapitta tree, and Kapitta fruits fell down and he ate them. Okay. All the demons that Krishna had killed, he killed like a childhood play. No weapons. Krishna invoked weapons only when he went to Mathura and Jarasandha came to attack. Okay. So, naumidyate bravapushe taditambaraya gunjavatamsa paripichala sanmukhaya vanyasraje kavala vetra vishana venu. Krishna is playing the simple flute. What is flute? A bamboo stick with some holes in it. Something that has holes cannot hold anything. But this flute is holding millions of ragas, as played by Krishna. Something which is very dry. This flute is very dry, but it can moisten the eyes of people who hear Krishna's mesmerizing flute song. Right? So, in this way, Krishna is manifesting a very simple attire in Vrindavan, which is the supreme manifestation of absolute truth. Right? So, kavala vetra, curd rice. Krishna is not even holding paneer fried rice. Some simple curd rice with some pickle between his fingers. Kavala vetra vishana venu lakshma shriye. This little simple form as cowherd boy in Vrindavan is endowed with all opulences. Lakshma shriye. Mrudupade. Mrudupade means he is walking barefoot. Krishna is walking barefoot in Vrindavan. He is not even wearing shoes in Vrindavan. Vrindavanam sakhi bhuvo vitanoti kirtim yad devaki sutapadambuja labdha lakshmi. The glory of Vrindavan is that it has attained the auspicious footprints of Krishna directly. Krishna gave his maximum association in his descent, in his manifest pastimes here, to Mother Earth more than anyone else. Right? So wherever Krishna is, whether it's in Vrindavan or Mathura or Dwaraka or Hastinapur or Kundinapur, wherever he is in touch with Mother Earth. So Mother Earth got the maximum association of Krishna. But Mother Earth's happiness is more in Vrindavan than when Krishna is at other places. Because when Krishna is at other places, Mother Earth is in separation from Krishna's lotus feet by whatever, 1 inch or half inch, because Krishna is wearing shoes. But in Vrindavan, Krishna's lotus feet are directly on Mother Earth's surface. He's walking barefoot. And these footprints of Krishna are the real wealth of Mother Earth. Ko kavasa heta viraham purushottamasya premavaloka ruchirasmita valgu jalpaihi sthairyam samana maharan madhumaninam romotsavo mamaya dangri vitankitaya. Romotsavo, Mother Earth is celebrating. She is experiencing a great utsava, great celebration when Krishna was walking barefoot on her surface. All her hairs are standing on end. All these green trees and grasses are like hairs of Mother Earth, they were standing on end. Okay. So, Krishna's simple attire in Vrindavan is the topmost manifestation of the supreme absolute truth. And Brahma in his first prayer, he's acknowledging this fact that, oh Krishna, I misunderstood you. I was momentarily distracted because of my high position as the supreme creator of this universe. I was a little distracted and please forgive me. You are the supreme absolute truth, although you manifest as simple cowherd boy, right? So Lakshma Shriye Mrudupadi Pashupa Angajaya. Pashupa, he is a cowherd man. Angaja means one who is born of the cowherd man, that is Krishna. So Nanda Maharaj position as father of Krishna is superior to Vasudeva's position as father of Krishna. So in this way, Krishna's manifestation, Krishna's position, Krishna's attire as a simple cowherd boy in Vrindavan is the topmost manifestation of absolute truth. Now when Brahmaji has seen this beautiful grand display of Krishna's majesty and his opulences, Brahma came back to senses and he realized that Krishna is my worshipable master. And then the real glories of Vrindavan are revealed to Brahma. So one cannot understand the real glories of Vrindavan in a proud state of mind. One can only understand the real glories of Vrindavan in a humble state of mind. Till now, Brahmaji was in a different mindset where he wanted to test Krishna. So he could not understand the glory of Vrindavan. Now, Brahma came back to his senses. Right now he understood Krishna is the Supreme Lord. I am an insignificant servant of Krishna. In this humble state of mind, the real glories of Vrindavan are revealed to Brahma, as we see in the next few verses. Right? Yatra naisarga durvairaha saha sanrmrgadayaha mitrani vajita vaso drudarutarshanadikam. So yatra naisarga durvairaha. So the place where Vaira doesn't exist is Vrindavan. So naturally, some animals are inimical to each other. A tiger and a deer are inimical to each other. But in Vrindavan, such kind of envy doesn't exist. Yatra naisarga durvairaha saha asan rmrgadayaha. So even animals and human beings stay together in this holy land of Vrindavan without any enmity. Although otherwise they have some enmity and incompatibility. Yatra naisarga durvairaha saha asan rmrgadayaha. And there is no hunger, there is no thirst, there is no such material frailties. So the real glories of Vrindavan are revealed to Brahma when he had a humble mindset. So to understand the glory of Vrindavan, we should have that humble mindset. If we are attached to our upadhis, our positions and our desires, material desires and our thoughts that I am so great, we cannot understand Vrindavan. Vrindavan is not understandable by even Brahma when he identified himself as a creator. But when he started identifying himself as a humble menial servant of Krishna, when he realized his insignificant position as a servant of Krishna and considered Krishna as the Supreme Lord, then he could understand the glory of Vrindavan. Right? Then Brahma offered so many prayers. Then he glorified the greatness of all these Vrajavasis. So these Vrajavasis are not ordinary personalities, right? They are manifesting themselves as small boys or girls and little gopas and gopis and cows and calves. But their glory is unparalleled. Brahma offered so many prayers glorifying Vrindavan also. So Brahma says that the Supreme Absolute Truth has become the friend of all these Vrajavasis. Aho bhagyam nanda gopa bhajaukasam yanmitram paramanandam purnam brahmasanatanam. Aho bhagyam, what great fortune, what great fortune, nanda gopa bhajaukasam. All the gopas and gopis in this Vrindavan land under the protection of Nanda Maharaj, they are extremely fortunate. Nobody can calculate the extent of their fortune. Aho bhagyam nanda gopa prajokasam yan mitram paramanandam puranam brahma sanatanam. That Supreme Absolute Truth, Krishna, has become so happy to be their friend. Right? So that's the glory of Vrindavan. So that's the glory of Vrajavasis, as acknowledged by Brahma himself. So at this stage, Brahma says, my dear Lord, let people claim that they have an understanding of your greatness. Right? Jananta eva janantu kim bahutyaname prabho. Let people claim that I know Krishna, I know Vrindavan, I know this, I know that, but as far as I am concerned, with my body, with my mind, with my words, I cannot understand your glories. I cannot understand even a small trace of your glories. Manaso, vapusho, vacho, vaibhavam, tava gocharam. Your vaibhava is inconceivable to me. But please forgive me. I have done a mistake. I have done an offense. I have separated you from your beloved associates for 1 year. Please forgive me for this offense, my dear Lord. I am so insignificant. We are the Supreme Lord. Krishna is the Supreme Lord. And his immediate expansion is Balaramji. And from him comes Chaturvyuha. And from the Chaturvyuha comes another Chaturvyuha, Dvitiya Chaturvyuha. And in the middle of Chaturvyuha is Sankarshana, Mahasankarshana. And from him comes Karanodaka Sai Vishnu. And when Karanodaka Sai Vishnu or Mahavishnu breathes out, exhales, millions of universes come out of his bodily pores. And that Mahavishnu expands himself into each and every universe as Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu. And from the navel of Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu, within one small universe, Brahma takes birth. From the lotus sprouting from the navel of Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu, Lord Brahma takes birth. How many universes come out of Mahavishnu's body? So Brahma gives an example. Just like from the window screen, sunlight, sunshine is coming inside the room. So at that time you see so many small, small molecules, small, small particles. You can't count them. So those many universes are coming out of Mahavishnu's body, millions of universes. What is one little universe in comparison to Mahavishnu? And within that one little universe, Brahma is the creator. And that Mahavishnu is the source of millions of universes. He is, Prabhupada quotes that shloka also. Yes, Shaika Nishvasita Kalamata Valambhya Jeevanti Loma Vilaja Jagadanda Nathaha. So all these andas, brahmandas are coming out of his body, and that Mahavishnu, he is the source of millions of brahmandas, he is just an expansion of an expansion of an expansion of an expansion of Krishna, who is sitting here, standing here as a six-year-old boy with some curd dress in his hand, as a cowhead boy. Okay, my dear Lord, how insignificant am I? If Brahma is so insignificant in comparison to that little six-year-old child Krishna, how insignificant are we? Right? So within one eye blink of Brahma, we may pass 4 or 5 lifetimes or more than that also. Right? How insignificant are we? How insignificant we should be feeling? So Brahma says that, yes, I have done an offense, but please don't take offense. You are my father and you are my mother also. When a child kicks the mother from within her belly, will the mother take offense? No. Similarly, I am there as your child within your belly. Please don't take offense. You are in my belly. I am standing in front of you. No, no, I know in the previous chapter, in the 8th chapter, you showed the entire universe within your belly to Mother Yashoda. So I am there within the universe also. And I did a mistake by being in the universe. Okay. So Brahma is saying that standing in front of Krishna. So Brahma is inside Krishna also and outside Krishna also. Similarly, Krishna is there inside the universe also, outside the universe also. And he is there within every atom also. Right? Not only within the heart of every living being, Krishna is there within every single atom. Now, you eat sugar. Sugar is so sweet. Is there soul in sugar? No. But there is super soul in the sugar. So sugar gets that sweetness only because of the presence of Krishna there, not because a soul is there. So the Lord is there in every single atom, but all atoms together are there within the Lord also. Right. So aggregate of all these atoms, entire universe is there. So Brahma says, please forgive me, I have done a great offense. So in this way, Brahma could understand the real glories of Krishna and glories of Vrindavan after humbling himself in front of this little child Krishna. And Krishna did not speak a single word. So Brahma understood, Krishna wants me to resume my services. Okay, I offered my prayers, I have to resume my services. So Krishna, Brahma just got on his fan carrier and he went back. And Krishna continued. So now the same scene, the original boys and calves got manifested again back in their original place on the bank of Yamuna. And Krishna just entered there. So 1 year back, Krishna came out of this assembly of gopas to search for the calves. And after 1 year, he's going back with the same curd dress in his hand and entering that assembly. And all the gopas said, Krishna, we have not eaten one morsel of food in your absence. Right? You have come back so quickly. Did you find the calves so quickly?
you are so efficient, Krishna. Come back, let's join. And they continued. The same scene, the picnic spot, and the same scene on the bank of Yamuna continued now. So Krishna continued his pastimes. Okay, what happened to Brahma? Brahma felt so guilty, so embarrassed, so humiliated, so humbled. So a humility is born out of his humiliation. Okay, so Brahma went to a place called Antardvip and he started praying to the Lord. He started doing tapasya. He was praying to the Lord with a humble heart. Then the Supreme Lord Krishna manifested in the form of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And Brahma again begged forgiveness and the Lord said, in my next set of pastimes that I am going to manifest as Lord Chaitanya, you will become Haridas Thakur. And now you have great social prestige, social status as the creator of the universe. So in that birth, you will be deprived of that social status. You will be born in a Yavana family. Right? You don't have that social status. You don't have grandeur. You don't have majesty. You don't have thousands of people reporting to you. But in such a humble state of existence, you will be chanting the holy names of Krishna. And you will become the greatest example of all chanters of holy names. And you will be Namacharya. So then Lord Brahma manifested himself as Haridas Thakur and participated in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So these are a few thoughts on Brahma Vimohan Leela. I think I went beyond time, 10 minutes. 9 o'clock is the ending time, right? Okay. Thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. And I beg forgiveness from the devotees here, Sarvam Prabhu, and many other senior devotees are here. So if I have said anything inappropriate, please forgive me. So thank you very much for giving me an opportunity to glorify Krishna in Vrindavan Dham. Hare Krishna.